All right, this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts brought to you by Sovereign Extracts. You can check them out for some great CBD oils, as well as THC cartridges, CBD, hybrid options as well. Also, check out USG Canada. They're putting out great apparel for not just boxers, but also MMA fighters and for fans alike. We've got a big fight going. It's happening at Tora MMA 10, and that is taking place on October the 23rd, a middleweight main card bout between Sergio Moraes and Jared Rovell. And I've got Jared on the show right now. How's your day going so far there, Jared?
Yeah, it's quite good, real good.
And I'm kind of wondering, like, how everything's been going with all the, you know, COVID stuff and training and whatnot, because it actually was a bit prior to the pandemic that we last spoke there. Like, how have things changed for you in terms of, like, training and just life in general? Because it seemed like you were training, like, going to different gyms a fair bit, like, doing a little bit of cross training. I imagine maybe that's changed, for instance. But how have you been keeping in the last few months?
Pretty good. Like, I own my own gym for, like, during the pandemic, right? So I was able to kind of get in there, make sure I was getting all my workouts in, hit the bag for the most part when there was nobody kind of in my bubble, right? And then, you know, slowly kind of expanding the bubble and your training partners that you have, and I'm fortunate to have some solid training partners that I can have in my bubble that, you know, keep me on my toes and getting better, right? And then also working with my strength coaches and stuff at this point, right? So
yeah, and for people who are kind of uninformed, like, who's inside the immediate bubble now, like, working with you, getting ready for this big fight here?
So Jay Johnson is my strike coach that's, you know, continually been a part of this team for about 6 years. He's been my coach, right? My longtime kind of training partner, Brad Falk, he's been pretty much with me since the day I started training, right? So he's a great body for me. Pushes me a little heavier than me even, right? So it the weight wise it works out great for me to push me, right? And just as of recently, you know, like I've been training with a few other places to kind of keep it going, but at this point not like a crazy huge bubble, right? So
yeah, and you mentioned a bit earlier about owning a gym. I imagine that's very convenient on a competitor sort of level, just to facilitate getting in there and putting in the work and everything like that. But it also seems like you have a great kinship with the people that you teach, and there's a great sense of community there. Like, I mean, how hard was it to kind of go through those stages where people weren't coming in the gym and stuff like that? Like, putting on the gym owner hat, was it kind of a tumultuous situation at certain points there, or was everything?
It was a wild time, but, you know, honestly, for me, it actually gave me a little bit of clarity. Like, I ended up actually selling my shares of the gym during that time, just because it gave me an opportunity to kind of focus on being a fighter, right? So, you know, for so long I was trying to do both hats, right? And now it's, you know, I'm just solely focusing on my fighting career, right? So it gave me a little time away from, you know, the connection every day for people, right? So it kind of made...
Yeah, I mean, I think now is probably the time to be making a move like that. I mean, just with the 5-fight win streak and stuff like that. And, I mean, just poised for a big fight here. I mean, and I wanted to talk about that, just with your opponent being a UFC and Bellator veteran and just the myriad of, you know, victories that they have, too, to their credit. I mean, beating guys like, you know, Tim Means and Neil Magny and Ben Saunders and whatnot there. So can you kind of talk about Moraes a little bit and just, I guess, your familiarity level with the skill set that he's going to bring to the table on fight night?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm super excited for this opportunity. You know, it kind of came about through my agent's, Iridium Sports Agency, right? So they hooked up Jason House, they hooked up this fight. I think it's a great opportunity for me, a great fight for me. So Moraes, he's obviously a world champion in jiu-jitsu. He's, you know, been a 14-fight UFC vet, right? So he's got, you know, lots on his resume, right? I think I match up well with him in terms of that. Like, my ground games, you know, I'm not missing too much, right? I feel like I can hang with you know, world class people on that level, right? And then I believe, you know, I've evolved my whole MMA game to be able to put on a great show.
Yeah, and just the timing with this being the first time he's competing since his UFC departure. I mean, certain guys who are in that kind of position, I mean, it can kind of put other guys on the radar too. Like, do you let your mind wander with stuff like that, or is it just like you got to so isolate your focus on preparing for this one that you can't even think of, like, what a victory here could potentially do for the career going forward?
Yeah, like, I think each fight, you know, helped propel you to that next level, right? But I'm just focused on this fight. This is a great opportunity. I'm, you know, headed to Brazil, right? It's a great opportunity for me to go in and showcase my stuff against a world-class fighter, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about, man. And to the point of going to Brazil, like, have you been before? Is this going to be, like, a cool sort of experience for you, just kind of checking things out in that regard?
I've never been. You know, I've always kind of wanted to. You know, obviously, it's going to be a little different being the whole pandemic. We'll see how this all transpires. But it's pretty the protocols and stuff in place are pretty high for this event, right? So we'll see what kind of happens and what the ability is, you know, after, and see what we can get up to or any shenanigans or anything. But at the most part, we're going there, you know, to get the job done, and that's it.
And as the promoter,
right?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. I was just wondering if the promotion had given you any kind of, I guess, like, rundown of what the regulatory aspects of the fight week are going to look like. Just,
I think they're very much, they're trying to follow kind of the UFC standard in that sense. I have to get a test before I leave. Obviously, a test when I'm there. You know, they obviously will have us probably at the hotel, right? So I'm gonna find a little bit more out in the coming weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And something I was also noticing on your social media there, like, as much as you're allocating a tremendous amount of focus to the MMA game and stuff like that, it seems like the tennis game is pretty good too. How long have you been rocking that for, like, making the tennis comeback and all?
Oh, the tennis. You know, honestly, I'm just a competitive guy, right? And, I went back to Manitoba at one point. One of my old buddies, they were playing tennis, and he was a little better than me, and I was just, it got me riled up. I'm so competitive. So I had to sharp my game up, and I had to beat him, right? So, you know, I just, anything that, you know, is, I love activity, I love adventure, right? I love to kind of push my body to the limit, right? So, anything where I can get a little, like, competitive out of somebody, you know, I'm in, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man, for sure. And something else I was also kind of peeping there a little bit is a bit of an acting kind of role I was seeing, that a short film there, Entropy. Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so it's just a good buddy of mine. He's been in the photography video game for a while, right? That's what his thing is. He's always been doing photos for me. He's done videos for me. We kind of met quite a while back before he kind of had created too much, right? So he's done a lot of my videos. He's done a lot of his videos as well. They're trying to enter a contest, right? So they're entering a contest to be in a bigger film production, right? So they were doing a video and they used us. I got to be the big dummy that got beat up after I bullied somebody, right? So
was that a cool thing to be a part of, though? Like, is that something you'd like to endeavor to do going forward if another opportunity happens to come up?
Oh, for sure. I love all that. You know, I love being a part of those types of things. I think even during it, we made some cool videos. I'm going to post some bloopers, but, like, I created my own, like, while we were waiting for them, I created my own cameo, and we did our own video, like, ourselves, right? And they were like, oh, we should oversee this, right? So it was just kind of funny. We had a great time, and I enjoyed that scene.
Yeah, well, good to hear it was something you had fun with and everything like that. It looked like a cool project from what I was seeing, but you've been really good with your time, man, and I want to be, you know, mindful of the rest of your presumably busy schedule. So is there anything that maybe you'd like to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here?
You know, I'd just like to give a shout out to Iridium Sports Agency just for, you know, being great with me and giving me this opportunity. And, you know, I think that's pretty much it, man. I'm excited to go down to Brazil and represent Canada and bring them a win.
Yeah, this is a killer fight. I think anyone that follows the Canadian MMA scene is going to be really fired up for this one, and the international scene by proxy. Sergio Moraes and Jared Rovell going at it. Tora MMA 10 taking place on October the 23rd. Really appreciate all the time and insights ahead of this big fight here. Jared, best of luck with the remaining part of the preparations heading into this one, and just enjoy the rest of your day too.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much.